Hey everyone, it is time for another superhero deep dive, and I will be presenting it. I am, of course, your host Jason, and I have a good show set up for you today. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and yeah, we'll get into it. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. Also, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is www.un-conventional.com/radio. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me every day on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I post videos throughout the day, every day. Gosh, it feels like every single day. Recently hit 500 subscribers, so thank you for that. Right now, I am at about 700 or so. So we're on the way to 1,000. No one actually claimed the $500 gift prize. Or not $500. 500 subscriber gift prize. So I'm going to carry that over to the 1,000 subscriber. And we're going to get into that. But other than that, everything else has been great. I hope everything is great for you guys. I have been working out a lot, so that's been fun. I am figuring out that there is another shape that my body can be in aside from round. So we're working on building that. But this week I am going to talk about someone, came in as a request from my daughter Jubilee, actually. And I have been sitting on this for a while, mainly because I just hadn't found a lot of really good information, but I got some good one, good information doing, like, just letting a little bit of time pass. And I am excited to talk about Flatline from DC Comics. She is amazing. So her real name is Nika. And Nika was a Russian girl born with a metahuman gene that gave her the power to absorb the skills and knowledge of people who passed away while she was within close proximity to them. Her power caused Nika to have an obsession with death that reviled her family, as they were unaware of her unique ability and therefore couldn't understand her. As a young teenager, Nika visited her dying grandfather in the hospital. And although he was believed to be a kindly man, Nika witnessed horrific visions of her grandfather's past upon his death and that revealed his prior occupation as a sadistic serial killer. Although Nika tried to tell her family about her grandfather's secret, no one would believe her. On the day of the funeral, Nika experienced an apparition of her grandfather that told her the truth of his past. The grandfather explained that he had gained power similar to Nika's due to secret experiments conducted by the KGB, and said that powers that had been passed down to her. He also warned her that dangerous people would be coming after Nika and her family, as those responsible for the experiments would want to silence anyone Nika's grandfather could have told about his powers. Sure enough, a trio of armed killers arrived on the scene and attempted to execute the family. Nika leapt into action with her grandfather's skills and killed the trio with her bare hands, assimilating their skills as a result. Instead of being thankful, Nika's family was terrified by her and fled the scene. She subsequently left her home in Moscow and went on a journey to absorb the skills of great warriors who had died. However, Nika soon discovered that she couldn't inherit the knowledge of the long dead, instead needing more freshly killed targets for her power to take effect. Her travels ultimately led to Tokyo, where Nika sought to learn from a minor supervillain, an enemy of Batman named Lord Deathman. Gosh, that's a terrible name. Like, that superhero or supervillain was obviously designed by a 5-year-old. Alright, although Lord Deathman was initially hesitant to take her on as his sidekick, he ultimately agreed to. Now known as Flatline, Nika trained in martial arts under Lord Deathman for some time. Her new mentor had the power to regenerate from any physical damage and essentially cheat death, meaning that Flatline was able to kill him over and over again and accumulate new skills and knowledge. Under Lord Deathman's tutelage, Flatline quickly became one of the most skilled martial artists in the world. Okay, and you know, like, I can dig that. That makes sense, kind of. That's like training under Wolverine and being able to absorb Wolverine skills, you know? Because he's just going to come back. He's going to heal himself, come back, and you're still going to have the knowledge and skills. So you'll constantly get better as they are constantly fighting for their for their lives. Alright, so on the day of a tournament, Flatline and the other combatants gathered on the island and listened to the League's representative, Mother Soul, introduce the legendary event. However, Mother Soul was interrupted by Robin, the son of Batman, who arrogantly flaunted his belief that he would claim victory. He asked the fighters to step forward and face him, which was a request that Flatline fulfilled. After sustaining a single punch from Robin, Flatline explained why she was superior to him as she overwhelmed his defenses and ripped out his heart. What? As Robin fell to the floor dead, Mother Soul explained the rules and intricacies of the island. Among the rules was that combatants could only fight while the sun was up. The next morning, Flatline participated in a free-for-all on the beach of the island. She fought the English assassin Lady Vic and awkwardly apologized after she impaled the supervillain with her own sword. Shortly thereafter, Flatline witnessed the revived Robin show off his skill by brutally executing several fighters simultaneously. Robin signaled Flatline to let her know that he would be watching her, although instead of taking this threat seriously, she playfully winked at him. She later fought and defeated the martial artist Constantine Dracon. At night, Flatline decided to follow Robin, who was heading out of the base camp into the heart of the island. Her reason for doing so was because she wanted to become better acquainted with him. Robin noticed her presence and begrudgingly allowed her to follow him. Together, they discovered Mother Soul speaking with the other League members at the base of a large Lazarus pit, a mystical pool of liquid that could rejuvenate or resurrect those that bathed in it. Flatline went to ask Robin what he thought the League was up to, although he had already vanished. She then headed down to the beach where the tournament participants were socializing and having a good time, while the nighttime truce was still in effect. Eventually, Robin entered the gathering with the mercenary Ravager in tow. Flatline approached him and asked him why he had ditched her, although he ignored her and performed a knife trick that impressed the gathered combatants. The fighters began regaling each other of their experiences with Batman, which prompted the dejected Robin to leave, as he didn't enjoy living in his father's shadow. The next morning, Flatline was basking on the beach next to Connor Hawk when Ravager approached the pair and asked them if they had seen Robin anywhere. Flatline reported to her that, to her knowledge, no one, including herself, had seen him since he had left the party the previous night. During Robin's supposed disappearance, Flatline stole a romance manga from the martial artist XXL that had originally belonged to Robin. Shortly thereafter, Ravager was killed by Respawn, marking her as the final combatant to die for the first time. With everyone having died at least once, the League of Lazarus began using their magic to build an arena where the true tournament would commence. As the priests erected the structure, Flatline had to break up a fight between the disgruntled Ravager and Respawn. As the sun came up, Robin returned and declared that he would defeat those who had bested him. The fighting then commenced, during which Flatline ripped the heart out of the Hisarguan interrogator Brutal. After defeating Brutal, Flatline sat by Robin on the bleachers and spoke with him about the other fighters and the state of the tournament in general. She returned Robin's romance manga to him and briefly told him about her personal history. Flatline moved under the bleachers with Robin, where they met with Ravager and the son of Green Arrow, Connor Hawk, to speculate on the true purpose of the tournament and what Mother Soul and the League of Lazarus may be planning. They were then interrogated by Respawn, who threatened the group and boasted that he would be the tournament's sole victor and he was not afraid of dying. Wow, like, this is kind of intense. Later, the final eight competitors, including Flatline, met one another in the arena for the final round. Flatline personally dueled Drenched, a young man who could channel electricity. That's all the information I really have for that as far as the history goes, but that's crazy, right? There's a League of Lazarus. That sounds kind of weird, but everyone has died, gone through the Lazarus pit to be resurrected, and now they're all psychotic, or at least a little more psychotic than they were the day before. And let's get into her powers. She's got post-mortem skill absorption. Flatline's metahuman gene was inherited from her grandfather, who had gained his power after being experimented on by the KGB during his life. Although she had a lifelong obsession with death, Nika's metahuman ability didn't awaken until the death of her grandfather during her adolescent years. Flatline's power allowed her to witness the memories and experiences of the dead. The deceased individual in question had to be within close proximity to Flatline and have had to die recently for her power to take effect. Upon the activation of her power, all of the victim's lifelong memories would uncontrollably flood into Flatline's mind in an instant. As a result, Flatline gained access to any valuable knowledge a corpse was privy to. She also absorbed the muscle memory and skills of a target, meaning she gained access to the martial arts techniques of those who died around her. She's bilingual. Nika is fluent in her native Russian as well as English. Death prevention. Flatline can also learn from other people's death and how they died and can prevent it from happening to her. As shown when fighting Damien at the last minute and blocking his attack, then proceeding to rip his heart out of his own body in their first fight instantly. Her death-based abilities allow her to not die the same way someone else did, which can also allow her to learn more about their flaws and how they were defeated, so it doesn't happen to her. She was also able to survive more than other players did in the tournament for a long time. She's also considered a master martial artist. Flatline was trained by some of the greatest martial artists to ever fail. I like that. She is trained by some of the greatest martial artists to ever fail. By learning from those who had failed, she gained a deep understanding of how to win by not making the same mistakes as her masters. Because of her unique tutorage, Flatline was an unorthodox yet impressive hand-to-hand combatant who was able to defeat the likes of Damian Wayne, Constantine Draken, and Lady Vic. Flatline was even able to rip a person's heart out with her bare hands. So, what I find cool about this is that she's in this tournament with the League of Lazarus. They had a bunch of fighters in there, and they had all died at least once. So, as long as they died near her, like as long as she was around, she gained all of their knowledge, like all of her opponent's knowledge throughout this. So that was kind of awesome. I mean, I'm just saying, like that's a pretty cool power to have. Now, what do you guys think of her history and her powers? Like, there's a lot of room with this, right? There's a lot of potential with this character. But let's go into some fun facts. Prior to her introduction, Flatline's design was well received by fans and generated excitement for her character and role in the Robin comic book series. Before her first appearance in Robin number 1, Flatline actually had a cameo appearance in Detective Comics 1034, wherein she appeared on a computer screen picturing some of the fighters that were to partake in the tournament held by the League of Lazarus. And lastly, she was not the first DC Comics character to bear the moniker Flatline. The original was an enemy of Steel, who, with the exception of his name and a Flatline emblazoned on his costume, was completely unrelated to the current version. I think this one might be a little bit better. This one's kind of hard to beat. But yeah, I would love to know what you guys think. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. Now, my DMs are always open. I get messages every so often on there. You can email me directly, which apparently some of you guys like, which I'm fine with. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. You can email me anytime. I respond to everything unless it's spam. So, you know, even if you're like, hey, I don't like this episode. Hey, I'm not a fan of your idea. I get it. As long as you're respectful, I will respond and be respectful back. You know, that's my only condition. Just be respectful. The best place, though, is to catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, like, subscribe, share the video. Help me grow the channel. Help me with any requests or critiques or fun facts that you may know about the character that maybe I missed. Because I was not familiar with this character, so it was cool. I saw her originally and thought that maybe she was a daughter of Joker or something, or, you know, and I couldn't have been more wrong. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. Until you do, though, let me give you my final thoughts on the character. So Flatline was a complete surprise to me. I mean, her power set's awesome, and I'd love to see something from her where she just goes ballistic and kills a bunch of people. You know, just to get all that stuff. Like, you know, it'd be really cool. Let's set up a show that's got her as an assassin, and with each kill, she gets stronger and stronger. Not just with her fighting skills and like learning different techniques, but she also learns like trade secrets and stuff. Like, she learns combinations, she learns where money is cached at and stuff like that. You know, like she learns all these different things from it. So she would get stronger, she'd get richer, she'd get smarter, more clever, all that stuff. But in this show where she goes up and she's an assassin and has to kill people, what if it turns out that her main benefactor, so the person that hires her, is actually Amanda Waller. And she's just doing the jobs that Waller doesn't want to get the Suicide Squad involved in. Like there's some people that need to be taken out, and she doesn't want a big show of it with the squad, so she hires Flatline to do it. And where Flatline gets stronger from each job, she doesn't even realize that she's working for the government until it's way later. Like, later in the series, we can introduce other DC characters as well, like Damian Wayne, Batman, and other members of the Bat family. We can even have kind of run-ins with Suicide Squad members, stuff like that. They can talk about the bombs in their neck, which Flatline wouldn't have, because she's not a part of that. You know, she's doing something different. But the whole time, like, you know, if she doesn't know that Amanda Waller is actually her benefactor, like I'm thinking of the Jennifer Garner Elektra movie where she's an assassin and someone just kind of goes up and is like, okay, this is your target. You know, they don't know who the person that orchestrated the hit was. They just know this is where they need to go and there's the money to do it with. So something like that, along that premise, but have her going and killing people, learning things, to where she can go and like, say, starting off by taking out a drug gang or something, you know, like drug dealers. And she's learning, as she's taking out lower people, who the suppliers are, and works up the ladder with that. And as she takes out some of the people that may be in their compound or whatever, you know, she's learning security details and stuff like that, combinations, whatever it is. So she ends up being able to take out these drug dealers, you know, bit by bit, and she's getting stronger and stronger because she's learning all the stuff about the main boss before even meeting him. So I think it could be really cool. And with this, with the aspect of her father being experimented on by the KGB, there can be an awesome backstory with the Russian government or the mob or whatever it would be. You know, whatever the KGB is considered. I don't know what it's considered, but there's a lot of potential there. This can lead to a bigger swerve with it being our own U.S. government funding her, you know, with the Amanda Waller thing and just keeping everything anonymous. And the good part to all of this is that it doesn't have to be DC Universe mainstream. Like, it can run on the side with small mentions here and there and build up into something bigger. And this would actually be a series from DC I'd be excited to see. Now, granted, I liked Stargirl. I did like the Stargirl series. It was fun, but it wasn't like a DC Universe series. Even the Arrowverse stuff wasn't considered a DC Universe series. It was off in its own kind of dimension. but let's have something kind of like what Marvel does, how their shows interact with the same universe. Let's have that with this show. It doesn't have to be something big. It can just be something that's there and kind of mention, have mentions and tie-ins to the bigger things. But that's my idea. What do you guys think? I would love to hear your ideas. Like I said, you can reach out to me via email at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And if you do find me on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, share the video, help me grow the channel, leave your critiques, requests, fun facts, anything you want. Let's have a conversation. Everything gets acknowledged. I acknowledge everything. So yeah, let's talk about this. Let's have fun with it and let's grow. So guys, I think that's going to be it for me. This was a fun episode. I'm sorry it's a little short, but there's just not a lot on the character, but I can't wait to see more of it. So everyone, I hope you're blessed. I hope you're happy. I hope you're safe, and I hope you're smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.